We continue on page 479. Lord of all worlds, how insignificant we are in your sight and how minute in your presence. You are creator of a universe so vast that the effort to conceive it overwhelms the mind. The keenest eye scans but a corner of it. The rays of light we see today began their journey long before we came to be. Counted from first creation, the earth we live on was born but yesterday, and we made our appearance on it only a moment ago. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars that you have established, what are we that you are mindful of us? What are we mortals that you consider us? We are feeble. We live always on the brink of death. Scarcely ushered into life, we begin our journey to the grave. Our best laid plans are ever at risk. Our fondest hopes are buried with us. Ambition drives us on to high exertion. Indulgence makes us waste the powers we have, and evil seduces us to heap misery upon others. Success and failure, love and hatred, pleasure and pain mark our days from birth to death. We prevail only to succumb. We fail only to renew the struggle. Our days are few and full of trouble. The eye is never satisfied with seeing. Endless are the desires of the heart. We devise new schemes on the graves of 1,000 disappointed hopes. Like Moses on Mount Nebo, we behold the promised land from afar but may not enter it. Our life at its best is an endless effort for a goal we never attain. Death finally terminates the struggle, and joy and grief, success and failure, all are ended. Like children falling asleep over their toys, we relinquish our grasp on earthly possessions only when death overtakes us. Master and servant, rich and poor, strong and feeble, wise and simple, all are equal in death. The grave levels all distinctions and makes the whole world kin. We are strangers in your sight, O God. Like all who came before us, our days on earth vanish like shadows. But the speedy flight of life and the grave that looms on the horizon should not dismay us. Rather, let them teach us wisdom and prompt us to put our trust in you. For only the dust returns to the dust. The spirit which you have breathed into us returns to you, its everlasting source. Into us you have placed a portion of your divinity. Your mighty strength is our firm support. When we become servants of your law, witnesses to your truth, champions of your kingdom, then indeed do we endow our fleeting days with abiding worth. We are children of dust, Lord. Give us strength and understanding that we may fill our days with good. Though our days are few, help us to make them great. Lord, you have been our refuge in all generations. Before the mountains were born, or earth and universe brought forth, from eternity to eternity, you are God. For 1,000 years in your sight are but as yesterday when it is past, or as a watch in the night. You sweep us away. We are like a dream at daybreak. We come and go like grass, which in the morning shoots up, renewed, and in the evening fades and withers. The number of our years may be many or few, yet vain toil fills their span, for it is soon ended, and we fly away. So teach us to number our days, that we may grow wise in heart. Let your servants understand your ways, and your children see your glory. Let the beauty of our eternal God be with us, and may our work have lasting value. Oh, let the work of our hands be enduring. O God, author of life and death, our wisdom is small, our vision short. One by one, our companions, passing along the road of life, disappear from our view. We know that each must walk the same path to the doorway of the grave. We strain to see what lies beyond the gate, but all is darkness to our mortal sight. Yet even the darkness is not too dark for you, O God, but the night shines as the day. You have created us in your image and made us share in your enduring righteousness. You have put eternity into our hearts, have implanted within us a vision of life everlasting. This hope we cherish in humility and faith, trusting in your endless goodness and your wondrous love. Into your hands we commit the spirits of our dear ones, for you keep faith for your children in death as in life. Sustain us, O God, that we may meet with calm serenity the dark mysteries that lie ahead, knowing that when we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you are with us, a loving friend in whom we put our trust. You are the light of our life, our hope in eternity.
If I know
up my eyes to the mountains. What is the source of my help? My help will come from the Lord, maker of heaven and earth. God will not allow your foot to slip. Your guardian will not slumber. Behold, the guardian of Israel neither slumbers nor sleeps. The eternal is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will guard you from all evil. God will protect your being. The Lord will guard you coming and going from this time forth and forever. If some messenger were to come to us with the offer that death should be overthrown, but with the one inseparable condition that birth should also cease, if the existing generation were given the chance to live forever, but on the clear understanding that never again would there be a child or a youth or a first love, never again new persons with new hopes, new ideas, new achievements, ourselves for always and never any others, could the answer be in doubt. We shall not fear the summons of death. We shall remember those who have gone before us and those who will come after us. Alas, for those who cannot sing but die with all their music in them. Let us treasure the time we have and resolve to use it well, counting each moment precious, a chance to apprehend some truth, to experience some beauty, to conquer some evil, to relieve some suffering, to love and be loved, to achieve something of lasting worth. Help us, Lord, to fulfill the promise that is in each of us, and so to conduct ourselves that generations hence it will be true to say of us, the world is better because for a brief space they lived in it. All things pass away, but you are eternal. Teach us, O God, to see that when we link ourselves to you and strive to do your will, our lives acquire eternal meaning and value, and sustain in us the hope, for we dare not ask for more, that the human spirit, created in your image, is like you, eternal. The dust returns to the earth as it was, but the spirit returns to the God who gave it. In you, Lord, do I seek refuge. Let me never be put to shame. Lord, make me ponder the end. You have made my days a mere span. My life's duration is nothing before you. Those who stand firm are but a breath of wind. They move about like shadows. They stir the air. What hope have I then, Lord? My trust is in you. I dwell in the shelter of the Most High. I abide in the shadow of the Almighty.
I say to the Lord,
you are my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Let us call to mind the great and good through whom the Lord has done wonders. They were leaders of the people, helping many with understanding and insight. Wise and eloquent in their teachings, they were just and loving in their deeds. All those are honored. There are some who have left a name behind them, whose remembrance is as honey in the mouth.
People will declare their wisdom. All will tell of their goodness.
And there are some who have left no memorial, whose names have vanished as though they had never been.
But the goodness of their lives has not been lost, and their work cannot be blotted out.
We continue in the middle of page 488. O Lord of life, bless the memories we cherish on this day that more than any other affords us glimpses of eternity. May the sorrows we have known be softened by our sense of your infinite wisdom, your unending love, your eternal presence. May the pains of past bereavements grow more gentle. Indeed, let them be transformed into gratitude to our dear ones who have died, and tenderness to those who are still with us. Is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths for the sake of his name. Even when I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for you are with me. Rod and staff, you comfort me. You have set a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You have anointed my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
O Lord of life, our times are in your hand. One generation comes into the world to be blessed with days of peace and safety. Another goes through the valley of the shadow enduring the cruelties of persecution and war. Heartbreaking have been the times that have fallen to our lot, O God. We have lived through years of tyranny and destruction. We are schooled in sorrow and acquainted with grief. We have seen the just defeated, the innocent driven from their homes, and the righteous suffer a martyrdom as merciless as any ages have witnessed. At this hour of memorial, we recall with grief all your children who have perished through the cruelty of the oppressor, victims of demonic hate, the aged and young, the learned and unlettered, all driven in multitudes along the road of pain and pitiless death. Their very presence on earth was begrudged them, for they brought your covenant of mercy and justice to the recollection of your enemies. They perished because they were a symbol of your eternal law. Their death has brought darkness to the human soul. They lie in nameless graves in far-off forests and lonely fields, and the substance of many was scattered by the winds to the earth's four corners. Yet they shall not be forgotten. We take them into our hearts and give them a place beside the cherished memories of our own loved ones. They now are ours. We pray to you, O source of mercy, that your Torah, to which your children bore witness in life and in death, may come to glow with the renewed light in the human soul, that remembering them, we may sanctify your name. Thus will their memory become an enduring. We remember with sorrow those whom death has taken from our midst during the past year. We remember our beloved members, Brian C. Lewis, Bernie Rosemarin, husband of Jan, stepfather of Amy, Stephen Kamen, husband of Linda, father of Howard, Laura Schick, wife of Wade, mother of Joseph, Leon Bainwall, husband of Ethel, father of Suzanne and Mitch, Carol Lewis, wife of David, mother of Amy and Jenna, Ruth Margulies, mother of Marcia Alter, Yetta Trachtenberg, mother of Rona Hitlin Mason, Susan Feidelman, wife of Richard. And we remember all those who have died in the past year. Edwin Goldenthal, Peggy Updike, Rabbi Marcus Burstein, Alvin Ring, Lise Plotkin, Norman Leckert, Arnold Canner, Howard Richmond, Pat Flanagan, William Bengel, Jane Brohl, Jack Z. Stettner, Murray Horwitz, Jean Braun, Marion Pritchard, Paul Remius, Noah Arnold, Iverson Sangalang Penas, Yael Yakutiel, Shir Hajaj, Shira Tsur, and Erez Warbach, all killed in a terrorist attack in Jerusalem. Logan McCullough, Susanna Nair, Burton Orenberg, Betty Rubin, Peter Tomaszpolski, Florin Herman, Rabbi Daniel Franzel, Jack Stanley, Rabbi Herman Shulman, Eugene David Greenberg, Bob Ridenhour, Linda Friend, Florence Gross, David Cohen, Harry Silber, Larry Pagliai, Jonathan Cohen, Marianne Adams, Murray Miller, Lori Buckheim, Chris Cultus, Bernard Deutsch, Jerry Goldsmith, Dr. Dan Brightstein, Julian Spector, Austin Cohen, David Citra, Marion Breskin, Sue Ann Mangel, Mary Hirsch, Mike Eggerer, Ambrose Max Ilano, Steve Crow, Holly Joe Johnston, Ben Cohen, Gabriel Marjorie Rigo, Jonathan Sunken, Sini Hirschman, Pam Hickenbotham, Nabra Hassanen, Otto Warmbier, Thomas Mueller, Ralph Rose, Rehan Safoglu, Jody Silver Schwartz, Alice Woods, Kathy Waltz, Sergeant Major Camille Shanaan, Sergeant Major Hail Satawi, the policeman killed defending an arch in Jerusalem, Paul Schreiman, Frank Marin, Lester Boyd, Bill Harrison, Elaine Friedberg, Troy Foster, Heather Heyer, Peter Peterson, Lothar Haas, Jerry Lewis, Sister Leonie Shanley, Larry Wooter, Gerald Zen, Ellis Hart, Jim Willis, Gloria Dahlberg, Rabbi Joshua Haberman. Taking these dear ones into our hearts with all our beloved, we recall them now with reverence. In the rising of the sun and in its going down, we remember them. In the blowing of the wind and in the chill of winter, we remember them. In the opening buds and in the rebirth of spring, we remember them. In the blueness of the sky and in the warmth of summer, we remember them. In the rustling of leaves and in the beauty of autumn, we remember them. When we are weary and in need of strength, we remember them. When we have joys we yearn to share, we remember them. So long as we live, they too shall live, for they are now a part of us as we remember them. Take a moment to even whisper the names of the loved ones you have come to remember. Run your finger along the names in cherished ties. Feel the touch. Hear the voice. Remember a moment? Yizkor. You shall remember. Yizkor Elohim Nishmot Yakirenu Shehalchu La'olamam Ana Tiena Nafshoteihem Tzurot B'Tzror HaChayim Utehi Menuchatam Kavod Sov Asmachot Et Panecha Ne'imot B'Yemincha Netzach Amen. Together, may God remember forever my dear ones who have gone to their eternal rest. May they be at one with the one who is life eternal. May the beauty of their lives shine forevermore. And may my life always bring honor to their memory. Yizkor Elohim nishmot kol achenu bnei Israel shemasru et nafshotehem al kiddush Hashem. Ana tiyena nafshotehem tzurot b'tzur hachayim utihi menuchatam kavod sov asmachot et panecha Ne'imot b'yemincha netzach. Amen. Together, may God remember forever our brothers and sisters, the house of Israel, who gave their lives for the sanctification of the divine name. May they be at one with the one who is life eternal. May the beauty of their lives shine forevermore, and may my life always bring honor to their memory. We rise for El Male Rachamim.
El male rachamim shochein bamramim hametzei menucha nechona tachat kanfei hashchina im kedushim udorim kezohar ragia mazhirim benishmot yakirenu שהלכו לעולמם בעל הרחמים יסתירים בסתר כנפיו לעולמים ויצרור ביצרור החיים את נשמתם אדוני הוא נחלתם וינוחו בשלום על משכבם ונאמר אמן.
Together, O God, full of compassion, eternal spirit of the universe, grant perfect rest under the wings of your presence our loved ones who have entered eternity. Master of mercy, let them find refuge forever in the shadow of your wings, and let their souls be bound up in the bond of eternal life. Eternal God is their inheritance. May they rest in peace and let us say, Amen. For all those we have loved and lost, for all those who have no one to remember them, we slowly recite the Kaddish, savoring each word, each moment of their lives. Yitkadal v'yitkadash shemei rabah. V'yalma divra kirutei. ויאמליך מלכותי, וחייכון וביומיכון, ובחיי דכל בית ישראל, בעגלה ובזמן קריב, ואמרו אמן. יהי שמי רבא מבורך, לעולם עולמי עולמיה. יתברך וישתבח, יתפאר ויתרומם ויתנשא, ויתהדר ויתעלה, ויתעלל שמי דקודשא בריחו. לעילא מן כל ברכתא ושירתא, תושבחתא ונחמתא, דאמירן ביעלמא ואמרו אמן. יהי שלמה רבה מן שמיא, וחיים עלינו ועל כל ישראל, ואמרו אמן. עושה שלום במרומם.
Amen.
seated.
Ne'ilah's the final service of Yom Kippur, and its name comes from the word closing. We know, of course, that we are always able to offer prayers to God, but that special holy sense of connection that we may feel between heaven and earth on Yom Kippur is now drawing to a close. The Ne'ilah service is our final Yom Kippur opportunity to really open ourselves to repentance and change in the new year. This final service begins to change in tone, you will notice, as we go along, and ends on a very hopeful note. Our atonement done, our prayers said, our souls cleansed. We look with positivity to opportunities that this new year will bring. And our Ne'ilah service begins on page 497. This is the house of God. This is the gate of heaven. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will enter them and thank the Lord. Listen, O Lord, when I cry out. Be gracious and answer me. You have said, seek my presence. I seek your presence within my heart. Do not hide from me. I will enter your gates with thanksgiving, your courts with singing. Give yourselves to the Lord and enter into God's holy space. Go through the doors. This is the gateway to the Lord. The righteous will enter it. Lord our God, we turn now to you once more to cry out our longing and the longing of all men and women for a beginning of that wholeness we call peace. Ever and again, we now admit we have turned our backs on you and on our sisters and brothers, forsaking your law, denying your truth, ignoring your will, defacing your beauty. The intelligence you have implanted within us, we have applied to the arts of war. With the skill we have from you, we make engines of terror and pain. We have prayed for peace, even as we laughed at truth, for blessing, but did not care to do your will, for mercy, and have shown none to others. We have prayed for impossible things, peace without justice, forgiveness without restitution, love without sacrifice. But you, our Maker, abound in grace. So now again, we turn to you to attach ourselves to your purpose, to set ourselves on the paths that lead to your kingdom of peace and right, freedom and joy for Israel and for all the world. Again, as the shadows fall, we ask forgiveness. And again, we praise you, Lord, the source of peace. Grant us peace, your most precious gift, O eternal source of peace, and give us the will to proclaim its message to all the peoples of the earth. Bless our country that it may always be a stronghold of peace and its advocate among the nations. May contentment reign within its borders, health and happiness within its homes. Strengthen the bonds of friendship among the inhabitants of all lands. And may the love of your name hallow every home and every heart. Teach us, O God, to labor for righteousness and seal us in the book of life, blessing, and peace. Blessed is the eternal God, the source of peace. The leaves fall as from afar. They fall with slow and lingering descent. And in the nights, the heavy earth too falls. From out the stars into the solitude, thus all must fall. This hand of mine must fall, and lo, the other one, it is the law. But there is one who holds this falling infinitely softly in his hands. The sun sinks low, the shadows fall, the day of God is near its end. To you, eternal Lord of all, let all our prayers now ascend. Oh, hear them, Lord, before the night, in the evening, let there be light. Bestow your favor and your grace, and pardon us, O Lord of heaven. The day declines, yet still a space to us for penitence is given. Then shall our sins be put to flight. In the evening, let there be light. And when the end of life draws near, and darkness threatens to enfold us, we shall not be dismayed by fear. Our trust in you will still uphold us. With you, eternity is bright. In the evening, there shall be light. Forgive your neighbors the wrongs that they have done you, and when you pray, your sins will be forgiven. If I nurse anger against another, can I ask pardon of the Lord? Showing no pity for one like myself, can I then plead for my own sins? If I, a creature of flesh, nourish resentment, who will forgive me my sins? Consider that life is short and cease to hate. Remember mortality and death and live by the commandments. Let not the fierce sun dry one tear of pain before you yourself have wiped it from the sufferer's eye. But let each burning human tear drop onto your heart and there remain, nor ever brush it off until the pain that caused it is removed. For transgressions against God, the Day of Atonement atones, but for transgressions of one human being against another, the Day of Atonement does not atone until they have made peace with one another. Please rise.
Yitgadol, yitgadash shemei rabba, ve'almat yivrach yirutei ve'amlich malchutei, ve'chayechon uv'yom, ve'chon uv'chayetecho beit Yisrael, ba'gala, ba'gala, uv'izman kari ve'imeru, amen. Yehei shemei rabba, Bach vit ba'ar vit roman vit nase vit hadar vit ale vit halal shemei de kudisha rechu leilam min kol birchata v'shirata tush bechata v'nechemata taviran be'alma v'imeru.
Amen. As we are about to begin the tefillah, I want to point out that our Zohreinu this evening is slightly changed. We have been praying for us to be inscribed in the Book of Life, and now that we have all been inscribed, we pray that that book is closed and sealed and safely secured for a very good year to come. So to reflect that, during the Zohreinu, we sing V'chot Meinu, may we be sealed in the Book of Life. Adonai Sifatai Tiftach, Ufi Yagid Tehilatecha. Eternal God, open our lips that our mouths may declare your glory. Baruch Ata Adonai, Eloheinu Velohei Avotenu, Elohei Avraham, Elohei Yitzchak, Velohei Yaakov. Ha'el Hagadol Hagibor Vahanora, El Elyon. Gomel Chasadim Tovim. V'kone hakol, v'zocher chasde avot. U'meivig ulal ibnei v'nehem, lema'an shemo be'ahava. Source of all being, we turn to you as did our people in ancient days. They beheld you in the heavens, they felt you in their hearts, they sought you in their lives. Now their quest is ours. Help us, O God, to see the wonder of being. Give us the courage to search for truth. Teach us the path to a better life. So shall we, by our lives and our labors, bring nearer to realization the great hope inherited from ages past for a world transformed by liberty, justice, and peace. together. Remember us unto life, O Sovereign who delights in life, and seal us in the book of life, O God of life. Eternal God, the power of your Spirit pervades all creation. When we open our hearts to you, we are filled with your strength, the strength to bear our afflictions, the strength to refuse them victory, the strength to overcome them. And then our will is renewed to lift up the fallen, to set free the captive, to heal the sick, to bring light to all who dwell in darkness. Add your strength to ours, O God, so that when death casts its shadow, we shall yet be able to say, O source of blessing, you are with us in death as in life. Hear now, forgive now. As the day turns to night, we praise you, the one awesome in greatness and mystery.
Nekadesh et shimcha ba'olam, keshem shemakdishim oto bishmei marov, kakatuv al yaneviyecha, v'kara ze'el ze'el ve'amar, kadosh, 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 Adonai.
Continue on page 508 with the singing of El Nora Alila.
El Nora Alila, Hamse Lanu Mechila, Bishat HaNeila. It's the first line, join me. El Nora Alila. Hamse lanu mechila, bishat ha-ne'ila, el nora alila. Hamse lanu mechila, bishat ha-ne'ila, b'teim yisbar kruvim, l'cha ayinosim, u'masam.
rise for Avinu Malkeinu, page 511.
Avinu Malkeinu, Petach Sha'arei Shemayim L'Tfilatenu. Our Father, our King, let the gates of heaven be open to our plea. Avinu Malkeinu, Na Al Teshivenu Rekam Yilfanecha. Father, our King, do not turn us away empty-handed from your presence. Avinu Malkeinu, Slach Mechal L'Chol Avonotenu. Father, our King, forgive and pardon all our misdeeds. Avinu Malkeinu, Zechor, ki afar anachnu. Our Father, our King. Avinu Malkeinu, chamol aleinu ve'al olaleinu v'tapenu. Our Father, our King, have compassion on us and on our children. Avinu Malkeinu, chadesh aleinu shana tova. Our King, let the new year be a good year for us. Avinu Malkeinu, chotmenu v'sefer chayim tovim. Our Father, our King, seal us for blessing in the Book of Life. Avinu Malkeinu Harim Keren Yisrael Amecha. Father, our King, give strength to your people Israel. Avinu Malkeinu Kalei Kol Tzar Umastin Me'aleinu. Our Father, our King, make an end to all oppression. Avinu Malkeinu Hatzmach Lanu Yeshua B'Karov. Our Father, our King, hasten the time of our redemption. Avinu Malkeinu Chanenu va'anenu, ki ein banu ma'asim, asei imanu tzedaka v'chesed, v'hoshienu. Our Father, our King, be gracious and answer us. We have little merit. Treat us generously and with kindness, and be our help.
Avinu Malkeinu, Avinu
Just a short break. Our God and God of our mothers and fathers, grant that our prayers may reach you. Together, do not be deaf to our pleas, for we are not so arrogant and stiff-necked as to say before you, Lord our God and God of all ages, we are perfect and have not sinned. Rather, do we confess we have gone astray, we have sinned. We have transgressed. Please rise. all have committed offenses, together we confess these human sins. The sins of arrogance, bigotry, and cynicism, of deceit and egotism, flattery and greed, injustice and jealousy. Some have kept grudges, were lustful, malicious, or narrow-minded. Others were obstinate or possessive, quarrelsome, rancorous, or selfish. There was violence, weakness of will, xenophobia. We yielded to temptation and showed zeal for bad causes. We continue on page 517. You may be seated.
Now send forth your hidden light and open to your servants the gates of help. O great Lord, in your justice and your perfect love, open for us wisdom's gates.
Open the gates, don't let them close. Open the gates, the day's not over. Eat holy, shared tzedek, with head bowed and knees bent, I beg that you open the gates, don't let them close. Open the gates, the day's not over.
Open for us the gates of righteousness, and we shall enter to praise the Lord. Open the gates, open them wide. Open the gates, Lord. Open the gates for us and for all Israel.
Open the gates of blessing for us all.
The gates of atonement, benevolence, and compassion. Generosity and hope, insight and joy. Openness, purity, and quietude. The gates of understanding and virtue.
The gates of wonder and zest.
Open the gates, open them wide.
Open the gates.
Restore us, O God, show us again the light of your presence that we may find deliverance.
Open the gates for us, even now.
Even now, Jesus.
day is fading, the sun is setting, the silence and peace of night descend upon the earth. Give rest now, O author of peace, to our troubled hearts. Lift up the spirit oppressed by guilt. Turn, O loved one, to your children. Turn to every broken heart and every burdened soul. Let us at this hour be sure of your forgiveness. From your house, Lord, we are about to return to our homes. Enter them with us, that they may become your sanctuaries, dwelling places of your spirit. Then will our home stand firm against the storms of life, to be a shelter for all that is good and a refuge from evil. And still another dwelling place have you destined for us, O source of life and eternal home, to which we shall go when our brief day on earth has passed. Open for us then the gates of everlasting peace, and keep alive in those who follow us the truths, the visions, and the hopes we have struggled to make real. This twilight hour reminds us also of the day when, if we are faithful to our mission, your light will arise over all the world, and Israel's spiritual descendants will be as numerous as the stars of heaven. Teach our people to recognize the meaning of our history and the challenge of our destiny, to proclaim to all your children the truth of Israel's message, one humanity on earth, even as there is one God in heaven. You alone know when this great hope shall be fulfilled, but the day will surely come, even as none of your words returns fruitless, without having accomplished your purpose. Then joy will thrill all hearts, and from one end of the earth to the other will ring the exultant cry, "Hear, O Israel, hear all creation, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one." Your house shall be called a house of prayer for all peoples. All nations shall flock to it and exclaim in triumphant song, "Lift up your heads, O gates. Lift yourselves up, O ancient doors. Let the King of glory enter." Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory.
So she'arim ra'asheichem v'hinasu pitche olam v'yavo melech ha'kavod mi'uz emelech ha'kavod Adonai ka'od u'melech ha'kavod
We read responsively. Lord, whither can I go from your spirit? Whither can I flee from your presence? If I ascend to the heavens, you are there. If I make my home in the lowest depths, behold, you are there. If I take up the wings of the morning and dwell on the ocean's farthest shore, even there your hand will lead me, your right hand will hold me. And if I say, surely the darkness will conceal me, night will hide me from view, even the darkness is not too dark for you. The dark is clear as the day. When I consider the heavens, the work of your hands, and when I gaze at the measureless sea of space and endless host of stars sail in it, and when I set out to understand this marvel and its tremendous maker, then your greatness and power overwhelm me. Your infinite majesty makes me tremble with awe. For the worlds beyond count are but a breath of your spirit, the loosened suns. Oh, what are we that you have given us eyes to see something of your truth? What am I that you have given me thought to fathom something of your purpose? Yet upon the earth, with all its abundance and beauty, forests dancing with life, mountains rising like prayers, seas roaring their creative hymn, with all the mysteries of the boundless depths and the immeasurable heights, you have chosen us to proclaim your grandeur and to voice the longing of all being for you, O King of the universe and fountain of life. In woman and man, children of dust and offspring of heaven, you have blended two worlds, perishable earth and immortal soul, finite matter locked into time and space, and infinite spirit, which endures through all eternity. You have given us dominion over the works of your hands and placed all things under our care. You have commanded us to live at peace with all living creatures and to walk softly in their presence. But there is that in us which darkens the soul. Called to a life of righteousness, we rebel. Arrogance possesses us. The passions that rage within us drown the voice of conscience. Good and evil, virtue and vice, love and hate contend for the mastery of our lives. Again and again, we complain of the struggle, forgetting that the power to choose is the glory and greatness of our being. When we succumb, life loses its beauty, and within us sounds the voice of judgment. Where are you? How you have fallen, O children of the Most High. But sure is your judgment, Lord. Surer still is your mercy. It is not the death of sinners you demand, only that they return to you, return to life. The gates of your forgiveness are open wide, and all who seek to enter may be at one with you. Aware of our weakness, eternal God, we have come before you, longing for your presence, your light, your peace. We have reflected with anguish on a life misused and filled with regrets, on opportunities neglected and promises unfulfilled. We have struggled to reach you, to turn back to you and to your law. Accept then our penitent spirits. Be with us as our hope for the future. Now as evening falls, light dawns within us. Revive. The shadow that darkened our spirit is vanished, and through the passing cloud that breaks with last rays, the radiance of your forgiving peace, we are restored, renewed by your love. Together, how can we find words to thank you for your goodness? And how can words alone be fitting praise?
And so we
make
this pledge. We will thank you with our lives. We will offer to you the work of our hands. We fill in our hearts, our life, our worship, the constant love for you. God of the
Yitgadal v'yitkadash shemei rabah v'yalma divra chirutei v'yamlich malchutei v'chayechon v'yamechon v'chayei d'chol beit Yisrael v'agala v'izman kariv v'yimru amen yehe shemei rabah mevorach li'olam olnei olmaya yitbarach v'yishtabach v'yitpa'ar v'yitromam v'yitnasei yitadar v'yitale v'yitalal shemei d'kudsha v'richu Elam in kol birchata v'shirata, tush b'chata v'nechemata, da'amiran v'yalma v'imru amen. Tit kabel tzlotonu v'oton, dichol Yisrael, kadam avuhon di v'shmaya v'imru amen. Yehei shlama rabba min shemaya, v'chaim aleinu v'yal kol Yisrael, v'imru amen. Ose shalom b'mramav, hu ya'ase shalom. Alenu v'al kol Yisrael. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one.
Shema Israel.
malchuto le'olam va'ed. Blessed is God's glorious kingdom forever and ever.
Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuto Le'olam Va'ed. Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuto Le'olam Va'ed. Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuto Le'olam Va'ed.
Adonai Hu HaElohim, the Eternal Lord is God.
Adonai Hu HaElohim, Adonai Hu HaElohim, Adonai Hu HaElohim, Adonai Hu HaElohim, Adonai.
Remain standing for Havdalah on page 526. Page 525. And now at the close of this day's service, we implore you, O Lord our God.
Let the year upon which we have entered be for us, for Israel, and for all the world.
A year of blessing and prosperity.
Amen. A year of salvation and comfort.
Amen. A year of peace and contentment, of joy and of spiritual welfare.
Amen. A year of virtue and of reverence for God.
Amen. A year that finds the hearts of parents united with the hearts of their children.
Amen. A year of your pardon and favor.
Amen. Adonai yishmor tzeitcha uvo'echa me'ata ve'ad olam.
May the Lord bless your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forever.
Amen.
Hamotzi lechem min haaretz. We give thanks to God for bread.
Oh, do we give thanks?
Our voices in song together as our joyful prayer is said. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam. Hamotzi lechem min haaretz. Amen.
Shana tova.
Shana tova.
Tchau,
tchau.